Well, I'm sitting here with Larry Sellers, otherwise known as Cloud Dancing on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Warm water or Chuck Roast, want it?
And Larry, are you half Indian, full-blooded? Tell me about yourself.
I'm enrolled with the Wajaji tribe, which is identified as the Osage. I'm Wajaji, Lakota, and Cherokee. And sweet, kind of lovable, and you know, all the good stuff. Yeah.
Well, I've got to say to everybody listening that Larry was the first one that came up to me here on the set of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman on my first visit. So I definitely would say you're the most friendly of everybody here.
Well, I don't know if I'm the most friendly. Everybody here is extremely wonderful to work with. You know, it's just great. And it's one of the best sets I've ever worked on.
How long have you been acting, or when did you get the bug?
Oh, I got in this business about 20 years ago. I did stunts for a lot of years. Still kind of dabble in it and do my own stunts and stuff. And then, several years ago, I started doing comedy improv, and I could do a little bit of stand-up.
Although being Indian gives you a heads-up when they need that kind of role, doesn't it?
Not necessarily, because a lot of times they'll tag something Native American or Indian. A lot of times they'll want the young guy, and he has to be angry all the time.
Do you think Dr. Quinn accurately portrays how the Indians were treated back in the, 1860s, 1870s?
Well, I get asked that question quite a bit. We're in the business of entertaining, so, and this is not a documentary. So everything on here, the set design stuff, we move in the direction of trying to make it as accurate as possible, but it's not. The way the villages are set up, they weren't correct. The way the reservation is set up with the housing, the housing is a little larger than what it indicates on the show. But on the show, it looks like it's a pretty good size log house or wooden house, wooden frame home. What we try to do is present the issues that Native people had to deal with and present them in a more humanitarian way and make, like my characters, three-dimensional, multi-dimensional person, whereas a lot of the old shows and even some today, they're pretty one-dimensional characters. There's a stereotype they want Native people to operate from, and personally I refuse to operate that way.
In Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, the storyline that's pretty much on the air right now, has your character Cloud Dancing having kind of a relationship with Dorothy, who is a middle-aged white woman, runs the newspaper. And I guess it's pretty accurate that those two wouldn't get together back in that time period, but I almost wish the writers had let something happen. How do you feel playing Cloud Dancing about that storyline?
Well, one of the things that people don't understand, during this time period, there was a lot of intermarriages there.
Between Indian men and white women?
Between Indian men and white women and Indian women and white men. That's why you have so many people in the United States that are mixed bloods. And it was an issue that a lot of people don't want to deal with, is the interracial aspect of what went on.
Have they shut the door on that possibility on Dr. Quinn or not?
Well, I can't tell you.
Oh, come on, Larry. Tell me. I won't tell a soul.
Honest Indian, I can't tell you. See, I can say that and get away with it.
Yes, you're the only one who can.
An honest white guy, you might doubt me, so.